the article of the building that we must attract on this case agreement with the occasion of the events.
People would drive by the temple of just spoke. They would drive by and look once, drive a little further, look twice, and three times.
San Francisco, we haven't got our temple.
What's that?
We haven't got any temple.
No, we used the photograph, but we made a publicity notice, a news release, and they printed it directly. It's easier for them. The picture is a thing from the festival, was in Cleveland. There are many skyscrapers, tall buildings, there are many tall buildings and people were looking out to see the theatrical project.
We have found Srila Prabhupada when the buses are going to many of these cities. They have never seen our devotees because when we go, we are just like they are for distributing the books. So now the boys are going again in the streets with the kirtan party once a week downtown, and they have all done front page newspaper articles because although they have been reading the books, they have never seen the devotees in many years. I think festivals like this in all these cities would be very advantageous, and all the book distributors.
I suspect that Indians doesn't have any city.
Every city.
At least wherever we are working with them. But accept this man. I mean, they have received some testimony from Indian.
Oh, yeah,
Indian reviews.
How should we have these lucky entrepreneurs? Should they be big? Should they be big companies? Should I plan on selling 3 cars next year? Just 1 car, a small car?
Transit them at both. If you're not 1 car, I better age 3 cars. Very young. Father, there's something there.
Sri R. Subramanian. Subramanian. MA, Deputy Director, Research, Lok Sabha Secretariat, National Parliament, New Delhi. Slowly. A strange feature of the modern world is that in spite of vast advances in science and technology and the establishment of a good number of institutions for human welfare, mankind has not found true peace and happiness. Knowledge of material sciences and arts has increased tremendously in recent times, and millions of volumes on each fill the libraries the world over. People and leaders in every country are generally well versed in these arts and sciences. But despite their efforts, human society everywhere continues to be in turmoil and distress. The reason is not far to seek. It is that they have not learnt the science of God, the most fundamental of every other art and science, and prepared to apply it to the facts of life. The need of the hour is therefore to do it, if mankind is not only to survive, but flower into a glorious existence. To teach the science of God to people everywhere and to aid them in their progress and development towards the real goal of life, Srimad Bhagavatam is the most eminently fitted. In fact, this great and ancient work of Vyasa will fill this need of the modern times, for it is a cultural presentation for the re-spiritualization of the entire human society. His divine grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the founder of Acharya of the ISKCON movement, has taken it upon himself, in addition to his ceaseless travels and other multifarious activities in the service of the Lord, the stupendous task of translating his Sanskrit work into English in about 60 volumes for the welfare and happiness of mankind. It is really astonishing how he is able to do this single-handed. And when one comes to think of this, apart from his other great literary works, one is tempted to wonder if he is not the same Vyasa Muni reborn today to adapt his own old work into a universal language of this age for the spiritual upliftment of the modern man. So far, 18 volumes of this most beautiful literature on God have been brought out by ISKCON, and the rest are under preparation. Needless to say that in keeping with the excellence of their other publications, the publishers have seen to it that the printing, ghetto, and pictures in these volumes are also of the highest quality, as though to serve as an ornament to the divine contents of the books. This is a rare opportunity for people and leaders of every country, race, and community in the world to know and understand the glorious science of God and work for their perfection. I would say that this encyclopedia of spiritual knowledge is more important and fundamental than the encyclopedia of any other branch of knowledge, and should therefore find a rightful place not only in the public and private libraries, big and small, of educational and other institutions, as also of every household, but above all in the hearts and minds of every man and woman.
First Samuel chapter 5. Sutta Uvacha Atha Tam Sukham Asina Upasinam Vihatshava Divarshi Praha Vipranshim Vina Kanix Mayaniva. Synonyms also. Each synonyms also?
No.
Sutta Goswami said, thus the sage among the gods, Narada, comfortably
this is just done.
This and to have come standing.
Right?
She's here. She wants to see her.
Yeah?
She can come in? She can come in for a minute. She has a baby with her. She
has
This is made with wheat from the farm.
He's on the Pennsylvania farm.
Paramananda. Paramananda is there?
Yes.
That's where I am?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Thus the sage among the gods, Narada, comfortably seated and apparently smiling, addressed the rishi amongst the brahmanas, Vedavyasa. Purport. Narada was smiling because he well knew the great sage Vedavyasa and the cause of his disappointment. As he will explain gradually, Vyasadeva's disappointment was due to insufficiency in presenting the science of devotional service. Narada knew the defect, and it was confirmed by the position of Vyasa. Text number 2. Narada Uvacha Parashalya Mahabhaga Bhavatah Kachchidatmana Parikushyati Sharira Atma Manasa Evava. Translation. Addressing Vyasadeva, the son of Parashara, Narada inquired, are you satisfied by identifying with the body or the mind as the objects of self-realization? Purport. This was a hint by Narada to Vyasadeva regarding the cause of his despondency. Vyasadeva, as the descendant of Parashara, a greatly powerful sage, had the privilege of having a great parentage, which should not have given Vyasadeva cause for despondency. Being a great son of a great father, he should not have identified the self with the body or the mind. Ordinary men with a poor fund of knowledge can identify the body as self or the mind as self, but Vyasadeva should not have done so. One cannot be cheerful by nature unless one is factually seated in self-realization, which is transcendental to the material body and mind. Jigyasitam susampannam apite mahad adbhutam kritavan bharatam yastam sarvata paribrinhitam. Your inquiries were full, and your studies were also well fulfilled, and there is no doubt that you have prepared a great and wonderful work, the Mahabharata, which is full of all kinds of Vedic sequences, elaborately explained. Purport. The despondency of Vyasadeva was certainly not due to his lack of sufficient knowledge, because as a student, he had fully inquired about the Vedic literatures, as a result of which, the Mahabharata is compiled with full explanation of the Vedas. Jigyatitam adhitam cha brahma yastat sanatanam tataki sho jasyatmanam akritata iva prabho. You have fully delineated the subject of impersonal Brahman, as well as the knowledge derived therefrom. In spite of all this, why should you be despondent, thinking that you are undone, my dear Prabhu? Purport. The Vedanta Sutra, or Brahma Sutra, compiled by Sri Vyasadeva, is the full deliberation of the impersonal absolute feature, and it is accepted as the most exalted philosophical exposition in the world. It covers the subject of eternity, and the methods are scholarly, so there cannot be any doubt about the transcendental scholarship of Vyasadeva, so why should he lament? Vyasa uvacha asti eva me sarvam idam vayoktam tatapi natma parigushyate me tan mulam avyaktam agadha bodham krishya mahi plasma bhavata bhutam. Sri Vyasadeva said, all you have said about me is perfectly correct. Despite all this, I am not pacified. I therefore question you about the root cause of my dissatisfaction, for you are a man of unlimited knowledge, due to your being the offspring of one, Brahma, who is self-born, without mundane father and mother. Purport. In the material world, everyone is engrossed with the idea of identifying the body or mind with the self. As such, all knowledge disseminated in the material world is related either to the body, either with the body or with the mind, and that is the root cause of all despondencies. This is not always detected, even though one may be the greatest erudite scholar in materialistic knowledge. It is good, therefore, to approach a personality like Narada to solve the root cause of all despondencies. Why Narada should be approached is explained below. Savai bhavan veda samasta guhyam upasito yat purushapuranaha paravaresho manasaiva vishvam srijatya vatyat tigunaira sanjaha. My Lord, everything that is mysterious is known to you, because you worship the creator and destroyer of the material world and the maintainer of the spiritual world, the original personality of Godhead, who is transcendental to the three modes of material nature. Purport. A person who is 10% engaged in the service of the Lord is the emblem of all knowledge. Such a devotee of the Lord, in full perfection of devotional service, is also perfect by the qualification of the personality of Godhead. As such, the eightfold perfections of mystic power, Ashtasiddhi, constitute very little of his godly opulence. A devotee like Narada can act wonderfully by his spiritual perfection, which every individual is trying to attain. Srila Narada is a 10% perfect living being, although not equal to the personality of Godhead.
Kampalyatan narka iva trilokim mantascharo vayurivadma sakshi paravare brahmani karmato vratai snatasya menyu namalam vichakshpa.
Like the sun, your goodness can travel everywhere in the three worlds, and like the air, you can penetrate the internal region of everyone. As such, you are as good as the all-pervasive Supersoul. Please, therefore, find out the deficiency in me, despite my being absorbed in transcendence under disciplinary regulations and vows. Purport. Transcendental realization, pious activities, worshipping the deities, charity, mercifulness, nonviolence, and studying the scriptures under strict disciplinary regulations are always helpful.
Text 8.
Srinarda said, you have not actually broadcast the sublime and spotless glories of the personality of Godhead. That philosophy, which does not satisfy the transcendental senses of the Lord, is considered worthless. Purport. The eternal relation of an individual soul with the Supreme Soul, Personality of Godhead, is constitutionally one of being the eternal servitor, constitutionally one of being the eternal servitor of the eternal master. The Lord has expanded himself as living beings in order to accept loving service from them, and this alone can satisfy both the Lord and the living beings. A sarva like Vyasadeva has completed many expansions of the Vedic literatures, ending with the Vedanta philosophy. But none of them have been written directly glorifying the personality of Godhead. Dry philosophical speculations, even on the transcendental subject of the Absolute, have very little attraction without directly dealing with the glorification of the Lord. The personality of Godhead is the last word in transcendental realization. The Absolute, realized as impersonal Brahman or localized supersoul, Paramatma, is less productive of transcendental bliss than the supreme personal realization of his glories. The compiler of the Vedanta Darshan is Vyasadeva himself. Yet he is troubled, although he is the author. So what sort of transcendental bliss can be derived by the readers and listeners of Vedanta, which is not explained directly by Vyasadeva the author? Herein arises the necessity of explaining Vedanta Sutra in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam by the self-same author. It hasn't been he hasn't said it in it, so how can they experience it from Vedanta Sutra? So Bhagavatam is...
Mm-hmm.
He has not said it there, so how can they know it? Yata dharma dayasyata munivaryanukirtita natata vasudevasya mahima hyanuvarvisaha. Although great sage, you have very broadly described the four principles, beginning with religious performances. You have not described the glories of the Supreme Personality, Vasudeva. Purport. The prompt diagnosis of Sri Narada is at once declared. The root cause of the despondency of Vyasadeva was his deliberate avoidance of glorifying the Lord in his various editions of the Puranas. He has certainly, as a matter of course, given descriptions of the glories of the Lord, Sri Krishna, but not as many as given to religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and salvation. These four items are by far inferior to engagements in the devotional service of the Lord. Sri Vyasadeva, as the authorized scholar, knew very well this difference, and still, instead of giving more importance to the better...
In the big room?
Yeah.
It's been just too crazy. One he is over 50 years of age. Bonham Brothers, the Bonham Brothers' name completely regard of from having responsibility and take to the command. That is compulsory according to daily civilization.
These four items are by far inferior to engagements in the devotional service of the Lord. Sri Vyasadeva, as the authorized scholar, knew very well this difference, and still, instead of giving more importance to the better type of engagement, namely the devotional service of the Lord, he had more or less improperly used his valuable time.
and thus he was despondent. From this, it is clearly indicated that no one can be pleased substantially without being engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, this fact is clearly mentioned. After liberation, which is the last item in the line of performing religiosity, etc., one is engaged in pure devotional service. This is called the stage of self-realization, or Brahma-Bhuta stage. After attainment of this Brahma-Bhuta stage, one is satisfied. But satisfaction is the beginning of transcendental bliss. One should progress by attaining neutrality and equality in the relative world. And passing the stage of equanimity, one is fixed up in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. This is the instruction of the personality of Godhead in the Bhagavad Gita. The conclusion is that in order to maintain the status quo of the Brahma-Bhuta stage, as also to increase the degree of transcendental realization, it is recommended by Narada to Vyasadeva that he, Vyasadeva, should now eagerly and repeatedly describe the path of devotional service. This would cure him from gross despondency. Those words which do not describe the glories of the Lord, who alone can sanctify the atmosphere of the whole universe, are considered by saintly persons to be like unto a place of pilgrimage for crows.
Since then, the modern mainstream use that word of
as you said, the place of Vrindavan for the crows. Vyasam means crow. The crow, the death player, is a place where all rubbish and diffuses are thrown. Death is there. So what is it means for them? All rubbish. They are collected so. Nobody likes it to be there. Just glance over for a few minutes, and then it is thrown up, rubbish. And even it is thrown, nobody touches. So, they are spending huge amount of newspaper. Each newspaper, 12 editions in a day, huge travel time. There is no substance of life. That is being described.
Nayatra chaschitra padam harir yasho jagat pavitram prakrivnita karhichit tadvayasam tiyatam ushanti manasa nayatra hamsa niramanti yashakshaya. Those words which do not describe the glories of the Lord, who alone can sanctify the atmosphere of the whole universe, are considered by saintly persons to be like unto a place of pilgrimage for crows. Since the all-perfect persons are inhabitants of the transcendental abode, they do not derive any pleasure there. Crows and swans are not birds of the same feather, but of the different mental attitudes. The diligent workers or passionate men are compared to the crows, whereas the all-perfect saintly persons are compared to swans. Crows take pleasure in a place where garbage is thrown out, just as the passionate, fruitive workers take pleasure in wine and woman and places for gross sense pleasure. The swans do not take pleasure in the places where crows are assembled for conferences and meetings. They are instead seen in the atmosphere of natural scenic beauty, where there are transparent reservoirs of water, nicely decorated with stems of lotus flowers in variegated colors of natural beauty. That is the difference between the two classes of birds. Nature has influenced different species of life with different mentalities, and it is not possible to bring them up into the same rank and file. Similarly, there are different kinds of literature for different types of men of different mentality. Mostly the market literatures which attract men of the crows category are literatures containing refuse, remnants of sensuous topics. They are generally known as mundane talks in relation with the gross body and subtle mind. They are full of subject matter described in decorative language, full of mundane similes and metaphorical arrangements. Yet, with all that, they do not glorify the Lord. Such poetry and prose on any subject matter is considered decoration of a dead body. Spiritually advanced men, who are compared with the swans, do not take pleasure in such dead literatures, which are sources of pleasure for men who are spiritually dead. These literatures and the modes of passion and ignorance are distributed under different labels, but they can hardly help the spiritual urge of the human being, and thus the swan-like spiritually advanced men have nothing to do with them. Such spiritually advanced men are called also manasa, because they always keep up the standard of transcendental voluntary service to the Lord on the spiritual plane. This completely forbids fruitive activities for gross bodily sense satisfaction or subtle speculation of the material egoistic mind. Social literary men, scientists, mundane poets, theoretical philosophers, and politicians who are completely absorbed in the material advancement of sense pleasure are all dolls of the material energy. They take pleasure in a place where rejected subject matters are thrown. According to Swami Sridhar Swami, this is the pleasure of the prostitute hunters. But literatures which describe the glories of the Lord are enjoyed by the Paramahansas, who have grasped the essence of human activities. When you said that the transcendental spiritual advanced men are called manasa, that means for the mind, because they're always thinking of.
Yeah, well, it's always manasa Krishna or not. They're thinking of Krishna.
Tadvag visargo janataka viplavo yasmin pratikshlo kamabaddavatyapi. Namanyanantasi ayashom kitani yat srinvanti gayanti virnanti sadhava. On the other hand, that literature which is full of pastimes of the transcendental glories, of the name, fame, forms, pastimes, etc., of the unlimited Supreme Lord, is a different creation, full of transcendental words, directed toward bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literatures, even though imperfectly composed, are heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. It is a qualification of the great thinkers to pick up the best even from the worst. It is said that the intelligent man should pick up nectar from a stock of poison, should accept gold even from a filthy place, should accept a good and qualified wife, even from an obscure family, and should accept a good lesson, even from a man or from a teacher who comes from the untouchables. These are some of the ethical instructions for everyone in every place without exception. But a saint is far above the level of an ordinary man, and he is always absorbed in glorifying the Supreme Lord, because by broadcasting the holy name and fame of the Supreme Lord, the polluted atmosphere of the world will change. And as a result of propagating the transcendental literatures like Srimad Bhagavatam, people will become sane in their transactions. While preparing this commentation on this particular stanza of Srimad Bhagavatam, we have a crisis before us. Our neighboring friend of China has attacked the border of India with a militaristic spirit. We have practically no business in the political field. Yes, we see that previously there were both China and India, and they both lived peacefully for centuries without ill feeling. The reason is that they lived those days in an atmosphere of God consciousness, and every country over the surface of the world was God-fearing, pure-hearted, and simple, and there was no question of political diplomacy. There is no cause of quarrel between the two countries of China and India over land which is not very suitable for habitation, and certainly there is no cause for fighting on this issue. But due to the age of quarrel, Kali, which we have discussed, there is always a chance of quarrel on slight provocation. This is due not to the issue in question, but to the polluted atmosphere of this age. Systematically, there is propaganda by a section of people to stop glorification of the name and fame of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, there is great need for disseminating the message of Srimad Bhagavatam all over the world. It is the duty of every responsible Indian to broadcast the transcendental message of Srimad Bhagavatam throughout the world, to do all the supermost good, as well as to bring about the desired peace in the world. Because India has failed in her duty by neglecting this responsible work, there is so much quarrel and trouble all over the world. We are confident that if the transcendental message of Srimad Bhagavatam is received only by the leading men of the world, certainly there will be a change of heart, and naturally the people in general will follow them. The mass of people in general are tools in the hands of modern politicians and leaders of the people. If there is a change of heart of the leaders only, certainly there will be a radical change in the atmosphere of the world. We know that our honest attempt to present this great literature conveying transcendental messages for reviving the God consciousness of the people in general and re-spiritualizing the world atmosphere is fraught with many difficulties. Our presenting this matter in adequate language, especially a foreign language, will certainly fail, and there will be so many literary discrepancies despite our honest attempts to present it in the proper way. But we are sure that with all our faults in this connection, the seriousness of the subject matter will be taken into consideration, and the leaders of society will still accept this due to its being an honest attempt to glorify the Almighty God. When there is fire in a house, the inmates of the house go out to get help from the neighbors, who may be foreigners. And yet, without knowing the language, the victims of the fire express themselves, and the neighbors understand the need, even though not expressed in the same language. The same spirit of cooperation is needed to broadcast this transcendental message of the Srimad Bhagavatam throughout the polluted atmosphere of the world. After all, it is the technical science of spiritual values, and thus we are concerned with the techniques and not with the language. If the techniques of this great literature are understood by the people of the world, there will be success. When there are too many materialistic activities by the people in general, all over the world, there is no wonder that a person or nation attacks another person or nation on slight provocation. That is the rule of this age of Kali, or quarrel. The atmosphere is already polluted with corruption of all description, and everyone knows it well. There are so many unwanted literatures full of materialistic ideas of sense gratification. The people in general want to read, and that is a natural instinct. But because their minds are polluted, they want such literatures. Under the circumstances, transcendental literature like Srimad Bhagavatam will not only diminish the activities of the corrupt minds of the people in general, but also it will supply food for their hankering after reading some interesting literature. In the beginning, they may not like it, because one suffering from jaundice is reluctant to take sugar candy. But we should know that sugar candy is the only remedy for the jaundice. Similarly, let there be systematic propaganda for popularizing reading of the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam, which will act like sugar candy for the jaundice-like condition of sense gratification. When men have a taste for this literature, the other literatures which are catering poison to society will then automatically cease. We are sure, therefore, that everyone in the human society will welcome Srimad Bhagavatam, even though it is now presented with so many faults, for it is recommended by Sri Narada, who has very kindly appeared in this chapter.
Okay. Then in our society, we do not read in the newspaper, is it not? See?
Huh? Only in context to our preaching.
That is analysis. You do not derive any benefit. People who read it, especially in the Western countries, there is no newspaper, it is high. I told you this story.
Yes. The preacher was preaching to the coal miners that if they were not good, they would go to hell. And in hell, it was very cold. So they were thinking, so it is very cold in the mine. And he was saying that it's very dark in hell. But it is very dark in the mine. And he said, and there are no newspapers. Oh, how horrible. What a horrible place that must be.
When they heard, when they hear there is no news for them, then came to them, oh, you know, otherwise cold, dark, and this is our custom, we are already accustomed to this time, so what in the mind. So, don't make any distinction between hell and our present residential quarters. But if there is no news for us, haven't it?
Knowledge of self-realization, even though free from all material affinity, does not look well if devoid of a conception of the infallible God. What then is the use of fruitive activities, which are naturally painful from the very beginning and transient by nature, if they are not utilized for the devotional service of the Lord. As referred to above, not only ordinary literatures devoid of the transcendental glorification of the Lord are condemned, but also Vedic literatures and speculation on the subject of impersonal Brahma when they are devoid of devotional service. When speculation on the impersonal Brahma is condemned on the above ground, then what to speak of ordinary fruitive work, which is not meant to fulfill the aim of devotional service? Such speculative knowledge and fruitive work cannot lead one to the goal of perfection. Fruitive work, in which almost all people in general are engaged, is always painful, either in the beginning or at the end. It can only be fruitful when made subservient to the devotional service of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita also, it is confirmed that the result of such fruitive work may be offered for the service of the Lord, otherwise it leads to material bondage. The bona fide enjoyer of the fruitive work is the personality of Godhead, and thus when it is engaged for the sense gratification of the living entities, it becomes an acute source of trouble. Ato mahabhaga bhava mamoga drikshu tishravak satyanato dhritavrata urukramatya kilabanta muktaye samadhina samadhina nusmaratadvicheshtitam. O Vyasadeva, your vision is completely perfect. Your good fame is spotless. You are firm in vow and situated in truthfulness. And thus you can think of the pastimes of the Lord in trance, for the liberation of the people in general from all material bondage. Purport. People in general have a taste for literatures by instinct. They want to hear and read from the authorities something about the unknown, but their taste is exploited by unfortunate literatures, which are full of subject matter for satisfaction of the material senses, Such literatures contain different kinds of mundane poems and philosophical speculations, more or less under the influence of Maya, ending in sense gratification. These literatures, although worthless in the true sense of the term, are variously decorated to attract the attention of the less intelligent men. Thus the attractive living entities are more and more entangled in material bondage without hope of liberation for thousands and thousands of generations. True Narada Rishi, being the best amongst the Vaishnavas, is compassionate on such unfortunate victims of worthless literatures, and thus he advises Sri Vyasadeva to compose transcendental literature, which is not only attractive, but can also actually bring liberation from all kinds of bondage. Srila Vyasadeva or his representatives are qualified because they are rightly trained to see things in true perspective. Srila Vyasadeva and his representatives are pure in thought due to their spiritual enlightenment, fixed in their vows due to their devotional service, and determined to deliver the fallen souls racking in the material activities. The fallen souls are very eager to receive novel informations every day, and the transcendentalists like Vyasadeva or Narada can supply such eager people in general with unlimited news from the spiritual world. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said that the material world is only a part of the whole creation, and that this earth is only a fragment of the whole material world. There are thousands and thousands of literary men all over the world, and they have created many, many thousands of literary works for the information of the people in general for thousands and thousands of years. Unfortunately, the effect of liberation from the pangs of material civilization, which is eating the vital parts of the human energy. The Bhagavad Gita, which is the spoken message of the Lord himself recorded by Vyasadeva, and the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the transcendental narration of the activities of the same Lord Krishna, which alone can satisfy the hankering desires of the living being for eternal peace and liberation from miseries. Srimad Bhagavatam is, therefore, meant for all the living beings all over the universe, for total liberation from all kinds of material bondage. Such transcendental narrations of the pastimes of the Lord can only be described by liberated souls like Vyasadeva and his bona fide representatives, who are completely merged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Only to such devotees, to the pastimes of the Lord, and their transcendental nature become automatically manifest by dint of devotional service. No one else can either know or describe the acts of the Lord, even if they speculate on the subject for many, many years. The descriptions of the Bhagavatam are so precise and accurate that whatever has been predicted in this great literature about 5,000 years before is now exactly happening. Therefore, the vision of the author comprehends past, present, and future. Such liberated persons like Vyasadeva are not only perfect by the power of wisdom, of vision and wisdom, but also in oral reception, in thinking, feeling, and all other sense activities. A liberated person possesses perfect senses, and with perfect senses only can one serve the sense proprietor to Sri Kesha, Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam is, therefore, the perfect description of the all-perfect personality of Godhead by the all-perfect personality, Srila Vyasadeva, the compiler of the Vedas.
Pritagvishastatvitharupanamati nakarvishit kvapi nadukstitamatir labheta vata hatanoriva.
Whatever you desire to describe, which is separate in vision from the Lord, simply reacts with different forms, names, and results to agitate the mind as the wind agitates the boat which has no resting place. Purport. Sri Vyasadeva is the editor of all descriptions of the Vedic literatures, and thus he has described transcendental realization in different ways, namely by fruitive activities, speculative knowledge, mystic power, and devotional service. Besides that, in his various Puranas, he has recommended the worship of so many demigods in different forms and names. The result is, the people in general are puzzled how to fix up their minds in the service of the Lord. They are always disturbed to find out the real path of self-realization. Srila Narada Deva is stressing this particular defect in the Vedic literatures compiled by Vyasadeva, and thus he is trying to emphasize describing everything in relation with the Supreme Lord, and no one else. In fact, there is nothing existent except the Lord. The Lord is manifested in different expansions. He is the root of the complete tree. He is the stomach of the complete body. As such, pouring water on the roots is the right process to water the tree, as much as feeding the stomach supplies energy to all the parts of the body. Srila Vyasadeva should not have compiled any Puranas other than the Bhagavata Purana, because a slight deviation from that may create havoc for self-realization. If a slight deviation can create such havoc, then what to speak of deliberate expansion of the separatist idea from the Absolute Truth, Personality of Godhead? The most defective part of worshipping demigods is that it creates a definite conception of pantheism, ending disastrously in many religious sects and detrimental to the progress of the principles of the Bhagavatam, which alone can give the accurate direction for self-realization in eternal relation with the Personality of Godhead by devotional service and transcendental love. The example of the boat disturbed by whirling wind is suitable in this respect. The diverted mind of the pantheist can never reach to the perfection of self-realization due to the disturbed condition of the selections of objects. Jugupsitam dharmakrite nushasatva svabhavaraktasya mahan vyatikramaha yadvakyato dharma itiratakstito namanyate tasya nivaranam janaha. The people in general are naturally inclined to enjoy, and you have encouraged them in that way in the name of religion. This is verily condemned and is quite unreasonable. Because they are guided under your instructions, they will accept such activities in the name of religion and will hardly care for prohibitions. Purport. Srila Vyasadeva's compilation of various Vedic literatures on the basis of regulated performances of fruitive activities as depicted in the Mahabharata and other literature is condemned herewith by Srila Narada. The human beings, by long material association, life after life, have a natural inclination by practice to endeavor to lord it over material energy. They have no sense of the responsibility of human life. This human form of life is a chance to get out of the clutches of illusory matter. The Vedas are meant for going back to Godhead, going back home, to revolve in the cycle of transmigration in a series of lives numbering 8,400,000 is an imprisoned life for the condemned conditioned souls. The human form of life is a chance to get out of this imprisoned life, and as such, the only occupation of the human being is to reestablish his lost relationship with God. Under the circumstances, one should never be encouraged in making a plan for sense enjoyment in the name of religious functions. Such diversion of the human energy results in a misguided civilization. Srila Vyasadeva is the authority in Vedic explanations in the Mahabharata, etc., and his encouragement in sense enjoyment in some form or other is a great barrier for spiritual advancement, because the people in general will not agree to renounce material activities which hold them in material bondage. At a certain stage of human civilization, such material activities in the name of religion, as sacrificing animals in the name of yajna, were too much rampant. The Lord incarnated himself as Buddha and decried the authority of the Vedas to stop animal sacrifice in the name of religion. This was foreseen by Narada, and therefore he condemned such literatures.
The flesh eaters still continue to perform animal sacrifice before some demigod or goddess in the name of religion, because in some of the Vedic literature, such regulated sacrifice is recommended. It is so recommended to discourage flesh eaters, but gradually the purpose of such religious activities is forgotten, and the slaughterhouse becomes prominent. This is because foolish, materialistic men do not care to listen to others who are actually in a position to explain the Vedic rites. In the Vedas, it is distinctly said that the perfection of life is never to be attained either by voluminous work or by accumulation of wealth or even by increasing the number of population, but it is so obtained only by renunciation. The materialistic men do not care to listen to such injunctions. According to them, the so-called renounced order of life is meant for those who are unable to earn their livelihood because of some corporeal defects, or for persons who have failed to achieve prosperity in family life. In histories like the Mahabharata, of course, there are topics on transcendental subjects along with material topics. The Bhagavad Gita is there in the Mahabharata. The whole idea of the Mahabharata is culminated in the ultimate instructions of the Bhagavad Gita that one should relinquish all other engagements and should engage oneself solely and fully in surrendering unto the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. But men with materialistic tendencies are more attracted to politics, economics, and philanthropic activities mentioned in the Mahabharata than to the principal topic, namely the Bhagavad Gita. This compromising spirit of Vyasadeva is directly condemned by Narada, who advises him to directly proclaim that the prime necessity of human life is to realize one's eternal relation with the Lord and thus surrender unto him without delay. A patient suffering from a particular type of malady is almost always inclined to accept eatables which are forbidden for him. The expert physician does not make any compromise with the patient by allowing him to take partially what he should not take at all. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is also said that a man attached to fruitive work should not be discouraged from his occupation, for gradually he may be elevated to the position of self-realization. This is sometimes applicable for those who are only dry and pure philosophers without spiritual realization, but those who are in the devotional line need not be always so advised.
Vichakshinosya hativeditam vibharananta parasya nivitti taksukam pravartamanasya gunaranatmanasato bhavandarshaya cheshtitam vibho.
The Supreme Lord is unlimited. Only a very expert personality, retired from the activities of material happiness, deserves to understand this knowledge of spiritual values. Therefore, those who are not so well situated due to material attachment should be shown the ways of transcendental realization by your goodness through descriptions of the transcendental activities of the Supreme Lord. Purport. Theological science is a difficult subject, especially when it deals with the transcendental nature of God. It is not a subject matter to be understood by persons who are too much attached to material activities. Only the very expert, who have almost retired from materialistic activities, by culture of spiritual knowledge, can be admitted to the study of this great science. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly stated that out of many hundreds and thousands of men, only one person deserves to enter into transcendental realization. And out of many thousands of such transcendentally realized persons, only a few can understand the theological science specifically dealing with God as a person. Sri Vyasadeva is therefore advised by Narada to describe the science of God directly by relating his transcendental activities. Vyasadeva is himself a personality expert in this science, and he is unattached to material enjoyment. Therefore, he is the right person to describe it. And Shukadeva Goswami, the son of Vyasadeva, is the right person to receive it. Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost theological science, and therefore it can react on the layman as medicinal doses. because it contains the transcendental activities of the Lord, there is no difference between the Lord and the literature. The literature is the factual literary incarnation of the Lord, so the laymen can hear the narration of the activities of the Lord. Thereby they are able to associate with the Lord and thus gradually become purified from material diseases. The expert devotees also can discover novel ways and means to convert the non-devotees in terms of particular time and circumstance. Devotional service is dynamic activities, and the expert devotees can find out competent means to inject it into the dull brains of the materialistic population. Such transcendental activities of the devotees for the service of the Lord can bring a new order of life to the foolish society of materialistic men. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his subsequent followers exhibited expert dexterity in this connection. By following the same method, one can bring the materialistic men of this age of quarrel into order for peaceful life and transcendental realization.
Okay. Now 7:26. Should we take your leave?
Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost theological science, therefore it can react on the layman as medicinal doses.
Before that,
that is first chapter. This second is the Kali.
What got that? By the end or the
decisions? Sannata ste janapadas tach chila chara vadina anyonyato rajavishya kshayamya yasyanti pidita. This is the last verse. It says that everyone is Rajabihi Kshayam Yasyam Kipirita. Tannata Te Janapadas Tach Chi La Chara Vadina Anyom Nito Rajabishka Kshayam Yasyam Kipirita. Kimcha Tannata Te Nata Yesham Te Janapada, Deshavati no,
manushyas tach chila chara vadinas desham iva shilam acharo.
What pertains that in the Kali Yuga, the government men, they are all robes and thieves. So the citizen of the parliament, Tannaka, Yes. But the politicians, state governors, and people officers work together and drink the wine and enjoy the food and the children.
Tatashyanujinam dharmak satyam shocham kshamadaya kalena palina rajan nanshantya yurbalam smati.
Zot.
Is it Kali dharma antapanshiyati tatashyanujinam?
That's it.
Yes, that is it.
How things will be clear? Very explained, yeah. The first dharma is done.
Dharmaha, satyam, shocham.
With the progress of the Kali Yuga, the Kali Yuga has begun. After the battle phase, after the battle phase of Purushan, 5,000 years ago, the duration of life of Kali Yuga is 3,200,000 of years. 3,200,000 of years. Out of 8,000 from the 5,000 years. Still, the balance is 2,700,000 of years. So with the progress of this age, these things will happen. Is that Tathagatam?
Dharmaha, Satyam,
Dharma. People will gradually decrease in their sense of religiosity. Dharma, right?
Satyam.
They will be untruthful. Partly because there is no training of Brahmanical culture how to become truthful. People think that what is wrong with speak something unto it. That means the value of truthfulness is decreased. The importance of religion is decreased. This is the symptoms of the religion.
Shocham,
cleanliness. People will become unclean more and more.
Shama.
So, for Monday, saintly person and leader, they used to excuse. Now, the sense of excusing, or as is done, the sense of excuse, that will decrease. The sense of religiosity, truthfulness, and
truthfulness, cleanliness, shocham,
cleanliness,
shama,
and shama. So it's fun. Then?
Daya,
mercifulness. People will have no mercy. It has already begun. If somebody is attacked, being killed, nobody gets there. He goes in. There is no mercy. There is no mercy to the animals. Now there is no mercy even to one child, also child, the killing. You see how degraded. Daya, no to speak of, no daya, no mercy for the animals, all life, you are not quite one. But the mother's mercy to the child, this is important. This is what's the balance. who expected that Mahadev will kill the child. But that's the effect of yes, I see.
But I'll
duration of life. The maximum duration of life in Kali Yuga, in Sandesya, and within it is in the Guru. And it will be so reduced that even man would live 20 years, he is the old man. It will come to that stage. Life is reducing from 100 years to 90 years, 80 years.
Average is 73 years.
70, then 60, then 80. In this way, if a man lives from 20 to 30 years, he will be considered grand old man. This is everything. Then,
Balam,
I have bodily strength. Bodily strength in India, we, in our childhood, had saints when British rule was there. All the Europeans were coming very tall and stout and stuff. Now, such Europeans are not. Even body strength is reduced. Then,
smithing
and memory, it will reduce. The same compare. Everything is the same. The power of consciousness, partying, truthfulness, cleanliness, bodily strength, duration of life, they're all reduced. Now who can say it will not reduce? Can you say? This is what we call it. Papa, what is it? Anujanan Raja.
Tashchanudinam dharmat satyam shocham shumataya kalena balina rajam nanshatyayu valam smati.
Kalena, it is both of that. All these items, they are very terrible. reducing so much. So, what is that?
She said that men are living longer now than 500 to 600 years ago. They said that men are living longer now, the scientists. They say that there's lots of disease. They say that 100 years ago people had more disease and they were more
That is not fair saying, actually. We do not. We have seen in our childhood that my grandmother, she died at the age of 26 years. There was no disease. So, and you said that there was disease, now there is no disease?
Less disease now.
Less disease, everyone suffering from cancer.
They're building more hospitals.
Yes.
Not less.
They're increasing the number of hospitals and there's no disease.
So they say that a child has more of a chance of living now.
They say, but what is the practical? They say, as I repeat, Pagole Tina, Bole, Chagole Tina. A madman, what does he not say? And a ghost, what does he not eat? They are all bad men.
They're experimenting, she will call them with cheese, so. You say that we are losing the quality of memory strength, but they're experimenting with the genes of persons who have those qualities.
We have to see actually what is
happening. They're also transcending the livers, increasing the duration of that.
So whatever they may do, things will happen like this. This is a fact. Can they feel free to do this on a planet. This can't be met any scientific discovery that no man will die less than a radio. Is there any such discovery?
The only discoveries they've made so far are how to kill people quicker.
Yeah. Is there any discovery that here is a pill, the God, taking it, will not die before the pill? Is there any discovery? So what is it? Who's your process of? You didn't think of that. Yes. And so far, my system, sir, I want to be released. The mother is the same, sir. When must it happen? Because they may so say anything like madman, but we should see that to get what is that.
Vitsameva kalo nirinam zanmachara gunodaya dharmanyaya yavastayam karanam mamameva hi.
So, vitsam, money. Money is the criteria. Not family. Already there was family. Respectable family, aristocratic family, Brahmin family, Kshatriya family. All these things are gone now. If you accumulate some money in some or other, then you are responsible. You are my what you are.
Mm-hmm.
So that is called a symptom. For this person in society, if you want to be respectful man, some or other gather money, never mind how you have gathered. What is the method? It doesn't matter. Get some money and you become Vitsameva-hi.
Vitsameva-kalau-nirinam janma-chara-gunodaya.
Janma-chara, first of all, janma, the family, heredity, was definitely to pass away. Right? That is now, Parvati. Get money. That's why, in England, that British Empire policy was that you bring money from outside and deposit in the government treasuries and you become lord. Is it not?
Mm.
Sure. Bring money from outside. So that was going on. It was in days to go to the foreign countries and somehow or other happened with money. It's like a lord of Christ. He was a sick boss, yes, but he made some policy in this way. His diplomacy, his entry into Bengal, and there was some money, and not crying, and not crying. So money is the fact, and some other great money. That's the fact. That's these are the symptoms to strike on this.
Vitsameva kalau nirinam janma chara gunodaya.
If you have money, then you are aristocratic, then whatever you do, it is all right. Janma chara gunodaya. You are most qualified man. Maybe a drunkard, maybe a prostitute, whatever you may be. Because you are most qualified man. Now, if you want justice, you can get it according to your desire, justice, if you have got money. That is very much. That if you bribe to the postman, and even to be judged on magistrate, to get a consent in government, dharma chara.
Dampatye
Abhiruchi.
Abhiruchi.
Into?
Yes. Now, on Monday, marriage was a religious ceremony. Marriage was, this boy and this girl should be married. It is a religious function. Where the father and mother will see their horoscope and see their hands are compatible. They live equally. So many things like that. It's still in India. Such things are calculated by the parents of this boy and this girl. Now, this Pelillo is a Dampathe Abhiruchi. Abhiruchi means the boy and the girl. Is he like the Vishai Jacob? No other character. And then after 3 days after marriage, they are dead. Because Abhiruchi, I like that, I don't like it. Now I like, and after 3 days, I don't like business. In Chicago, I saw a newspaper. One girl, within 3 weeks, she had divorced two husbands. Yes, I saw it in the newspaper. So, this family, the father and mother is to see that this boy and girl is going to marry. So, by horoscope, by other circumstances, by family, cultural status, by education, so many things. So that they will live peacefully. That was understanding. Husband wife means a man requires a woman requires a man. They should be combined in such a way that they can live peacefully. If there is no disturbance of the mind, still they can make other progress in spiritual matters. Therefore, marriage is also necessary, and that must be properly done. This was now there is no such function. In fact, the boys and girls are free, and he one likes the other. Dampati. What is that?
Dampati, the Ruchi or Hetur.
Ruchi. Ruchi means like.
I think it is Mariyai Vavyavaharika.
In ordinary dealings, they're cheating. This is the reason. Ordinary, even a gentleman, so far, gentleman, talking. He's trying to cheat him, he's dead. By talking. An ordinary, Mariyai Vavyavaharika. To talk with gentlemen, it is ordinary things, but still there will be so many untruthful.
Sritve, pulstve, chadi, rahir, vipratve, sutrame, rahir.
And woman is nice, man is nice, this will be considered by sex form.
Sutra-mevali.
And here is a Brahmana. Now what is he? Prove that he is a Brahmana. And here is a sacred thread. Or thread. It may not be sacred, purchased from the market. At least, we try to give a sacred thread by ceremony. But anyone can purchase a thread from the market two for his one. And one can go out and become a one. You are buying? Yes. You see my thread? What we are doing is never buy. Don't be such one. At least it's ours. You must follow the rules and regulations. Don't show the ram now. Double initiative. Stay with you. Don't cheat.
Vipratyi-sutra-meva-ashrayava.
So if there are ashramas, brahmachari, sannyasi, vyasa, so they have got different dresses. But if you simply by dress, he becomes a brahmachari, he becomes a gyanist, he becomes a sannyasi. Simply by dress. What is happening, no difference.
This lingam,
lingam means the external teacher. This is the dress of a sannyasi. This is the dress of a gyanist. That's like danda. Danda is the symptom that he is sannyasi. Then,
lingam eva shamakyasa anyonya patikaranam.
Then,
pavritya nyaya dorbalam.
Pavritya nyaya dorbalam. If you have no money, then you cannot get it.
Not yet.
Yes. But first of all, you have to pay the government. So many percentages of money. Suppose somebody owes to you some money and he's not giving you, so you want to go to the court. First of all, you have to spend so much money. And if you have no money, then you cannot get it. Your money. You have to pay this home, the lawyer's fee, the stamp duty, and so on and so on. But if you say, I have no money, then forget this. That's Abhidhyayabhidhyayabhidhyayam.
Panditiyayabhidhyayabhidhyayam.
Panditiyayabhidhyayam, if you can speak very vehemently any subject matter, people may or may not understand, and they will certify, oh, this man is very lucky. What you have learned from him, or I could not understand, but he spoke very nice. He spoke very nice. What is a nice? That chapel. Hapat Vlasre Nam Pran, or Dagvid Nikulari, Kandalai, Pagalai, this man. Go on sitting like that. And people will appreciate God. Then?
Then? Anatya Taiva Sadhu Tve Sadhu Tve.
And if you are a poor man, then you are not honest. That is the criteria. Here is the criteria. If one man comes, you will not give place at your place. It wants to stay, it is his. No. Because this world is immediately accepted as dishonest. He may be honest or dishonest, but poverty is his kind. For acceptance of accepting a man as vision. Then,
Anatyata eva sadhu tve dhamha eva tu sikara eva chodvahe snanam eva prasadhanam.
Sikara eva udvahe. Marriage is born simply by agreement, not by quality. Sikara eva udvahe. A snanameva prasadhanam, if you take bath, then all bodily cleanliness is placed. That's all. Then,
dure virya
vatyam.
Oh.
Dure vatyam dhitham. Dhitham. If you go, because that's like there is Vrindavan, and here is new Vrindavan. But if you spend $10,000 and go to Vrindavan, then it is pilgrimage. And here is Vrindavan Chandra. So that is not very important. Dure vatyam. You have to go far, far away. Then you should be pilgrimage. There in India, there is Ganges and Calcutta. But they go to Haridwar, then it is pilgrimage. Then Ganges, I mean from Haridwar. Then,
Madure vaya yayanam kiyatam slavanyam ki shadharanam.
Ravanam now, if you know it. Beauty in this ass by having long hair. I was just trying to recite this verse only. Now see how this happened. Who expected that this hotel in the air is tomorrow? So in this beauty, you have long hair. Is it not? That's it. How 5,000 years this thing was possible? That is the proof. There was no hitting room at that. But back there, also, that in the Paligo, in 20 years long hair, he didn't think himself as very good. That's the only thing. So, ultimately, with the advancement of Polygur, we have no food. Food means there will be no food there, there will be no meat, there will be no sugar, like that. No fruit. If you get fruit, there will be no fruit. You simply see. You get a mango, but a mango means simply the big seed. So how can you catch it? If nature says things are going to happen like that, what the scientist should do? If there is no rice, no wheat, then the scientists, they can say it's less, it's a pill, but they cannot produce. Wheat or rice or dal or milk or sugar, then you know.
So the Prabhupada, they have fashioned a way for the spacemen that they can drink their own urine,
yes,
and eat their own stool.
That is the most scientific thing. That they can see. Scientific improvement, they can drink their own urine very carefully. That is the
So his qualification helps him the general method to do 50% of
the yes, that is the only remedy. That is straight address to find this path. Below those who need he rather, a three he from a hard burden. A three canary or Krishna. You see, the Kali Yuga, it is the ocean of thoughts. How? Suppose that all of your body there are boils. So where will apply ointment? You just sit down.